Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen to another portion of God's own precious Word. We'd like to look this morning in the book of Psalms 50 and read verse 3 through 5 as we think on the subject, the silence of God. That's Psalms 50. Verse 3 through 5, and the subject is the silence of God. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. We have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your Bibles, bring your families, and just study the Word of God with us. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And again, you're welcome to come to this service. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our evening service, our evening prayer service. And then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to each of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can worship God, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe, or the things that I preach over this radio station, or you just have a Bible question, something you've been wondering about, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri. All right, let's look at the message this morning, the silence of God. Let's read Psalms 50, verse 3 through 6. The Bible said, "Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself." This passage states that God is a silent God. Oftentimes, we don't like to think that God is a silent God, but he is. And you know, when God is silent, there is a purpose for his silence. I want to give you three things in the Bible that talks about the time that God was a silent God. Number one, in Genesis chapter 6, just before God destroyed the world with water, he was a silent God. God did speak to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God even spoke to Cain after he killed Abel. But you know, there is no Bible record of God speaking to men from Cain all the way down to Noah. And when God spoke to Noah, he spoke to him concerning a worldwide flood that would come and destroy the people that did not listen to what he had to say. Point number two. Right after the flood, God began again speaking to man. God spoke to Adam, he spoke to Isaac, and he spoke to Jacob. God spoke to Moses, and God spoke to Aaron, and God spoke to the nation of Israel. God continued speaking to Israel through his prophets. But there came a time when Israel did not want to hear what God had to say. Therefore, God stopped speaking to them through his prophets. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Micah chapter 3. The Bible said in verse 5 through 8 that God would not put words into the mouth of the prophets. The Bible said in verse 6, "Therefore night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision. And it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. The sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark unto them. Then the seers," that is, the prophets, "will be ashamed, the diviners would be confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Right after the book of Micah was written, there was a 400 period, that's called the 400 silent years, in which God gave no prophecy at all. And then Jesus Christ came into the world. Jesus came to break the silence of heaven. And aren't you glad that he came? But you know, when Jesus Christ came, and this is point number three, Jesus Christ came and he preached, and men did not want to believe. And so now we find point number three, that God has once again become a silent God because of the unbelief of people that do not want to listen to what he has to say. Now, let's go over this again. What is the result of the silence of God? Remember, point number one, that God's silence in the days of Noah led men to believe they would not be judged for their sinfulness. Noah, who was a preacher of righteousness, declared God's coming judgment for 120 years without a single convert, except for those of his own family. And just when men were thinking that they were going to get away with all of their sins, then came that worldwide flood and men were destroyed. Point number two. When Jesus Christ came after the 400 silent years, Jesus fulfilled every prophecy concerning his coming. Yet men failed to believe because Christ didn't come like they thought he should come. Jesus did many miracles, and many people believed on Jesus. But Christ never did commit himself to them because he knew what was in man. That's what the Bible said in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 23 through verse 25. When Jesus really preached the truth of the Word of God, the Bible said in John 6, verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. The fact is that people didn't believe, even though Jesus did many miracles, as declared in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 37. This passage states, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? Point number three. Today, God is a silent God once again. Many false prophets are loudly and boldly proclaiming that there must not be a God because they have not heard from him. And we find today that a lot of people are doing exactly like they have always done just before the flood. If God speaks, they fail to listen. They fail to believe. And if God is silent, they forget God and they go on their merry way to eternal destruction. We'll notice that the day is coming when God is no longer going to be a silent God. Notice what the Bible said in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and verse 16. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Now listen to this. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Did you hear that? The Lord is going to come back with a shout. And this shout will break God's 2,000-year silence. What is God going to shout? Psalms 50 and verse 5 states, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. These scriptures are talking about the rapture, or the end of the time of the Gentiles. When Jesus comes and he stops his silence, then the great tribulation, Daniel's 70th week, will begin. The Lord will certainly not be silent during the tribulation, will he? But you know, men will still not listen to God. Notice that the Bible states in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 through 17, that when Jesus Christ comes in the cloud, the Bible said that the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, and the chief captains and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man, they're going to hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And they're going to say to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Notice what the Bible said here in Revelation chapter 6. That sinful, rebellious men will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the face of Christ. Why don't they just simply repent? They don't do that, do they? You know, the Bible also tells us in the latter part of the book of Revelation, that's in chapter 16, that when the seven vials are poured out upon the earth at the close of the tribulation period, that men will not turn to God, they will not repent, instead they will blaspheme his holy name. Notice, the silence of God will be ended when the seven-year tribulation period is altogether over and Christ literally, physically comes back to this earth and he stands upon the Mount of Olives, he will not be received as the Savior of the world. The Bible tells us in the book of Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12, that this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. The Bible says that their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Notice that those folks that are unbelieving, they will not listen. And when Jesus comes literally in the flesh and stands upon the Mount of Olives, the Bible said that people will still stand. You know, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But these rebels, they will not confess. They will not bow the knee at this point. But they will stand upon their feet and rebel against the Almighty God. Satan is the same way. You know, Satan is going to be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And then Jesus Christ is going to rule upon this earth with a rod of iron. And every person is going to worship him. And if they don't worship, they're going to face the judgment of God. The same plagues that came upon Egypt will come upon those nations that rebel against God's reign during the millennial kingdom. At the end of the thousand-year reign, Satan is going to be loose from the bottomless pit. And you know what he's going to do? The Bible said in Revelation 20, verse 7 through verse 15, that Satan will go forth, and he will deceive nations and gather together a vast army to come and fight against God once again. The fact is, you see, there's those people that will never listen. Never, never at all. You know, the whole thing is that only the Spirit of God can open men's eyes. Matthew chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus said, "For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven." Folks, today, as in days gone by, God is a silent God. God does not speak audibly as in the days gone by, as he spoke to Adam and Eve, as he spoke to Abraham and all of those. The Bible says that in the last days there's going to be scoffers walking about saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" But let us not be ignorant. Even though God is a silent God now, that doesn't mean that he has lost his power. He is very strong. He is able to save. He is able to keep. And he is able to judge. We see that our time has gone once again. Thank you for listening. And we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri.